Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Fame was good. It was an interesting 24 hours. That's for sure. But you know, I got two kids born in Buffalo, so it's they'll be proud of that their whole life. Excited. You don't get sleep as a coach as it is, so you know it's really no different. But a lot of energy when I got home last night. I got to meet my daughter.
Speaking of good news. What really went well in with the offense yesterday, and how you were able to just, given the circumstances of how depleted you were, just to do what you were able to do in the running?
Yeah, I think, look, we spend a lot of time each week, and you know we try to do our best of figuring out the way to win each game. And every game's going to look different, and we have to adjust in games when we think we have an idea. But I thought the way that the plan kind of came together and what we were able to do in the run game allowed us to stick to that. And you know, I thought, you know, Vandy stepping in like he's done in multiple games in the past, and then Alec, obviously, I mean, Alec hasn't played tackle since college, you know, he's going against T.J. Watt every snap, right? And that's not easy. I mean, that's a Hall of Famer, right? But it speaks to kind of who Alec is, that he doesn't blink, and neither of them did. And so it gives you the full confidence to be able to go out there and figuring out, hey, these are the runs and what they need. We were going up to execute. Obviously, we turned the ball over early in the game, which is – you know, and we have to stop that. But we knew if we protected the football and we were able to run the ball yesterday, we were going to have success.
It looked like it was just two plays you were running plays.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a little more to it, but you know, schematically, you know, but for the most part, we're trying to switch some of the guys. You know, we were running the same. I don't want to say it was like it was easy with that. Some of it, but like the guys were having a lot of success and wanted to keep going to it. So why get away from it? You know, as always, you run it a couple times. Do you stop running it and then wish you did? And then next time you run it and then you lose 3 yards, and you're wondering why you went to the well too many times, right? So it's always that fine line. But the physicality that they played with yesterday, the mindset that they went into with the way that we were running the ball, the way that you know kind of everybody understood the game plan, it was impressive to watch. I try not to think, we'd love to be able to impact the defense one way or the other, but, oftentimes, you know, when you run sometimes you have success on a play and you forget to get back to it. You guys know sometimes I like to keep it in the same drive so that they can't make the adjustments and let them make the adjustments after but it's never that easy. you know, but as long as the play is working and we feel like, you know, whatever the adjustments that they're going to make, we feel good about it. There's no reason to not keep going to it. And look, if it impacts them, it impacts them. You know, we're just looking to try to stay ahead of the chains and stay efficient with it. And, you know, there was a lot of bloody runs out there yesterday, but the guys just kept going to it. And it was a lot of fun to see.
Very high carries for James, just his ability to take on that extended load. I know you got Ray and Ty involved too, but his ability to go with 32 carries.
Yeah, I mean, look, James had a look. Like, we came out the pregame. I mean, I don't know if you guys, the pregame warm-ups, like seeing, the wind is always the tough element for me to get a feel of, and seeing the wind and how the, you know, how the balls were kind of rolling in the pass game. And then I saw Jimbo pregame, and he just had that look in his eyes. And it's such a kind of a dumb thing to say, but like, he was ready to rock yesterday. And he had full confidence in the guys up front. He knew Vandy and Alec were going to be good to go. And, I tried not to ever have a guy get 30 carries. And so we were trying to make sure we were rotating him as it went. But the way that he was running it, you don't want to take him out too. You know, and Ray did a great job on some of those drives. It was good to finally be able to get some of those guys going, get some carries. But we were able to run it that many times. You're able to do that. But, Jimbo had that look in his eye, and I felt like he ran like that.
You guys are the number one rushing offense in the league right now at this point. I know there are a lot of different factors that go into that to make that be, but what in your mind stands out in terms of the biggest ones?
I think number one is having Josh Allen as your quarterback. And that's not to discredit any of our players, but when you play Josh Allen, you're always going to want to stop Josh Allen in the pass game first, right? I think that's a huge element. Our guys understanding the scheme, understanding the detail and working together with it. The only way for the run game to work is for all, once we ID it, to everybody be on the same page and understand the combinations. And the guys have, we have a lot of the guys doing the same things together, and that continuity helps. Look, we know every week, regardless of what we are running the ball, and regardless of what the opposing, like, we'll play some teams and they're the number one team in the league, and it's easier to run on them than it is. Sometimes you look in the team's 32nd in the league, and it's like, man, this could actually be a tougher game to run it. So statistics, sometimes it's a matchup game for you, but our guys have the confidence and the understanding, all the receivers, tight ends, that if it's a game that we have to run the ball, you know, for 45 minutes and we can have success doing it, we're going to keep doing it. And I wish there was a magic answer to it, but I think the biggest thing is the guys just having faith and trust in that. Hey, this run might not work, but we'll figure it out and kind of go from there.
To build off of that, do you feel like now here entering week 14 that this offense has an identity? And if it does, what would you describe it as?
I think I say this a lot. Like, I always want our identity to be finding the way to win that game. I don't want our identity to be only one thing, because if you only can do one thing and they take that one thing away, are you going to be able to win the games not having that one thing? And it's look, it's easy to say, hey, after yesterday is our one thing running the football. You know, I go back to Tampa and we won that game passing the football. You know, so there's elements of, you know, as you're all you care about, God bless you, all you care about in these weeks right now is just finding a way to get that win. As you know, you look across the NFL, how hard that is, regardless of the records, and you get that one win and you find a different way to win that game, how powerful it is and how much you hope that can help you moving forward.
What can Brandon Cooks bring to this offense? And can you just give us an idea of the process that you guys went through before leading up to game day to just make sure that he would, you know, Josh said he knew basically the entire playbook, but what did it look like seeing him prepare himself to help you guys?
Yeah. Look, Cooks, he's a pro through and through. I never had coached him before. You know, I know RC was with him in New Orleans and Chrome was with him in LA, but, I've obviously learned a lot about him, but you don't play that as long as he has, without the work ethic and approach he has. He came in with energy. I know he didn't, you know, probably with the way the game ended up going, didn't play as many plays as he was ready to play, and as many plays that he might have had on the call sheet. And But you see him in between practice sessions, your drills, working on his own, his craft before practice, after practice. Like, he's a pro's pro, and he's going to be great for the room, great, big for our football team. And he's a big first down of the game. You know, it was good to, get him out there, and you feel him, and Josh trust him and kind of roll with it. And, I'm excited that he's here.
And back to, and it's not specifically identity, but when you overcome, what you had to overcome as far as injuries go, and just to see the attitude, the assertiveness that even in between plays with Josh jawing back and forth with Cam and Alec and Vandy going over the sideline, and what does that do to the offense's mentality in that way, and how much do you hope that assertiveness can carry over in that sense, and having that type of
idea? Yeah, you hope that that's who we are, and not we don't pick and choose, who we are with it, right? And when you have success, it naturally shows, you feel it a little more, right? I loved the mindset that the guys had yesterday. You can play that game 100 times and not get that result. Only one of that time. You told me going in that game we were going to run the ball like that. I have all the confidence in our guy, but that's a tough unit to go against, right? Especially in the run game and up front with who they got. But the mindset and the mentality that the guys had, it was important for us. And even Josh brought that, and he always does. But you felt that even in some of his carries with it, and the guys kind of rolling with it. And it's now December, but. It's cold outside. A lot of people don't want to play football in these type of weathers, but that was like a football. That was Buffalo Bills, Pittsburgh Steelers, right? But that's how you're going to have to win in the NFL. And, we're going to be playing in some worse conditions. And, it comes down to a physicality and a mentality. And if you have that in all your positions, understand there's a way to win in that game. You hope that, can continue to build upon it.
Keon.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Keon was back in the lineup after a couple games and has the touchdown catch. What are you hoping to see from him?
Just the focus on whatever he has to do from a day-to-day standpoint, just continue. I think Cooks is going to be good in the room, just seeing how a guy playing for a decade, how he kind of goes about things. But you never want to not play, right? But he handled it the best way that he could, and he showed that, hey, given the opportunity, he was gonna be ready to go again. And same situation as Cooks, based off the game and the call sheet, he would have probably played a lot more, but the way that the kind of game went, we were in the same groupings, but I like where his approach and his mindset is right now and how he's been practicing. And Josh trusting him on the dart in the one situation, coming up in the big touchdown. So you hope we can just continue to grow on that. Yeah. Like I said, there's an element to playing football, and especially in Buffalo, and it's, when the leaves have all fallen, we hope we're playing our best ball. Right. And it's never easy this time of the year, right? Everybody is banged up. Everybody's hurting. Everyone's feeling some type of way. And how can I get my mind and my body ready to go to get out there? And, we know that everybody's playing playoff football now. There's throw records out the window. You got to be playing your best football, hope to get an opportunity in the playoffs. And so, we've obviously in the past have played well, but, we're going to have to earn it this week. None of that will have any bearing on going into this one.
Deion's been in concussion protocol, so this isn't a recent question, but just over the course of your career, what's he like in meetings? We see him on the field, we see him out in the community, but behind the scenes, what is he like in that setting?
Probably one thing about Deion is what you see is what you get, right? Deion is the same person, to you that he is to me. And, we had a lot of success yesterday, but we also missed him. He's a huge part of our success. The personality that you guys see in the positive way in the community and probably talking with you guys is the same person he is in our meetings. He's always ready to go with a lot of juice and he'll always keep you on your toes.
It was
a hospital bracelet, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.